Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday. I'm sorry, it's Monday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's February 2nd, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and there wasn't really a whole lot in around 5 minutes or could be less today. Remember how we all rejoiced when we said, "Woo, Windows 10 is going to be free. Get down. Woohoo." Well, it might be free for most people, but if you're an enterprise user, According to Microsoft's General Manager of Security, Windows 7 Enterprise and Windows 8 and 8.1 Enterprise users are not included in the terms of free Windows 10 upgrade. What a bunch of crap. Sorry guys, probably not the way you wanted to start your Monday knowing this. On to a little bit better news now, if you're a torrent freak, you naughty person you. The Pirate Bay is back! Yeah, we knew that police raid wouldn't last, and no it didn't. It lasted a little longer though, and I think a lot of people thought it was going to though. As you know, we reported about a week ago that there was a little countdown clock on the Pirate Bay, and now that clock has reached the bottom, and boom, it's like New Year for torrent freaks. Funny enough, though, it didn't even take the old clock to reach the zero mark. 12 hours before it reached zero, the site was already back up. But you don't really care about this, do you? You don't go to the Pirate Bay, right? Nah. Google Earth. I kind of like Google Earth. It's fun to play with, especially when you're bored at your desktop or something. Well, now, what used to be $399 a year is free. Google Earth Pro is now free. Woohoo! The Pro version offers additional features that aren't present in the standard version, such as the ability to print high-resolution images, record movies in HD, view traffic data in demographic layers, use GIS data, and more. Now everybody can take advantage of all of these little features. You first, however, need to sign up for a Google Earth Pro account, though, which Google then will send you the key to activate your Pro version. Staying on the subject of Google, something a little cool going on over there at the Google campus. The company actually announced this sort of project way back in October of 2014, detailing it would find a way to deploy nanoparticles within the body that would attach themselves to molecules to identify trouble spots that could contain diseases. Well, that project's now a go. A team at the Google X Lab has revealed that they've begun creating fake human skin to aid in the development of their cancer cell detecting wristband. The nanoparticles, for instance, would enter the body through a pill that would latch onto cancer cells and then light them up. Cool and creepy part about this is actual human skin was used in the construction of the synthetic version, which they explain is commonly used in medical research. It still gives me the creeps though. The folks over at Google X Lab saying they are making very good progress, though they would not exactly say when the technology would become available to use. Amazon's Echo Speaker. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's basically a little thing, a speaker that talks to you, or you can talk to it. You can tell the speaker that you want to hear iHeartRadio, or Prime Music, of course, from Amazon, but that was about it. Until now. Amazon now is letting you control your iTunes library, Pandora, and Spotify just with your voice. That's right, you can now be lazy if your phone's way across the room.
I don't feel like going to get it to change the track.
You can just talk to the speaker and say, I want to listen to this, I want to listen to that. Mind you, it's working okay with Pandora and Spotify, but it is taking a little bit more effort to get it to work with iTunes. Imagine that. Amazon and Apple not playing along with each other. And finally, this is for all the ghost hunters out there, especially Will Green. I know you're a ghost hunter, Will. If you're gonna chase ghosts, you better have the right technology. Introducing the Ghost Arc. It's a pocketable ghost detector that supposedly has everything you need to track down supernatural beings. It has an electromagnetic field on it, a high-sensitive microphone, radio frequency sweeping, and sensors for both pressure and temperature. Ghost Arc is hoping to ship its paranormal detecting machine by summer of this year for a price of $199, $249 if you get it from your retail outlet. So, ghost hunters, if you're looking for that all-in-one package to get that paranormal experience on steroids, put this on your wish list. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry, today's episode is a little bit late. Watch the Super Bowl. Yay, Patriots! Woohoo! Tomorrow, though, should be back to our normal upload time to get you caught up on all the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday, and thank you very much for listening.